Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. Jamerica?
Yes.
Hey. How are you, Zay?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Do you know why I'm calling you? Or having you call, rather?
No.
Okay. I want to discuss follow-up work with you. And I will go ahead and touch on break time while I have you as well. I do know yesterday there was quite a few times that you were asked to move off follow-up work. And then today I had looked up and I saw that you were in follow-up work for over 4 minutes. So I pulled your screen, and when I pulled your screen, there was no activity. It was just sitting there. So I waited a few minutes, and then I messaged you that I needed you on ready. And then at that time is when you had moved. And I want to let you know that sitting in follow-up work is considered call avoidance, and it can be documented. You are allowed a certain amount of follow-up work as well as break time each day. It's based off the time that you work. So if you work your full 8-hour shift, you get 24 minutes of follow-up work. And with your break time, for a full 8 hours, you get 33 minutes of break time. Okay. So I'm not sure what the situation may be. But I do know that, you had previously been, spoken to by Kristen, about your follow-up work. And it's not just, today or yesterday rather, but this has been pretty much going on all week. I show one day you had used 32 minutes of follow-up work and you only had 19 minutes. There was another day you used 44 minutes and you only had 17. Then let's see, the other day was like 26 minutes out of 18 minutes. And your break time, I showed that you had been going over with your break excessively too. So I am going to send you a chart where you can, you know, have the time that's allowed for however much time you work. And it does like give it breaks it down. I just sent it to you in Teams. I don't know if you can see it, but it gives you like the breakdown. So like if you decide to stay an hour later, it does show you the difference. The more time that's added for that different, for that mm-hmm. extra hour rather. But can't have you sitting in follow-up work. That's why we ask that, you know, sometimes it's necessary with certain accounts. There's a lot to do. We do understand that. And that's what that's set aside for. But we can't just have you sitting in follow-up work. Okay. So this is going to be a developmental coaching for violation of company policy because you have been spoken to previously about going over your follow-up work and then me seeing you sitting there today. And I'm not sure if you've gone over the follow-up work today, but being that I do show that, you know, like I said, it's been all week. I'm just going to go ahead and wrap it up and put that in there so it wouldn't be an additional coaching on that. But if something comes up, and we do understand sometimes things happen. Sometimes working at home, somebody comes to the door or somebody's knocking at the door. There's an emergency phone call you have to take. Something like that happens. Just let us know, and we will, you know, tell you, go ahead and go to break. And then that way I can say, hey, Kristen, you know, Ms. Chappelle had an emergency today. I did allow her to go to break. So if she's over on her break today, you know, she did have such and such emergency or whatever. Of course, it's not something that can be, you know, abused or anything like that. But, I mean, like I said, we do understand things do happen. But just you got to keep that communication with us. And any time we pull your screen and there's no activity on there, you know, we do have to we have to have it documented, okay? So please make sure, you know, after you're finishing the calls, try to notate and do everything while you're on the call with the customer. That way, when the customer hangs up, you can go ahead and disposition the call. And then that way you don't even have to worry about your follow-up work. And then the other thing that really stinks about that is because I'm sure that you've seen on your daily report that they send you that you get in your email every day with your hours, it'll show you anything in red, like if you've gone over your break or like mini not ready status or whatever. If it's in red, they do deduct that from your paycheck as well. So just so you know, because they do give you, you know, the 33 minutes of break time every day. So if you go over and you use, say, 50 minutes, those additional 20 minutes are deducted from your paycheck, okay? But please be mindful going forward. If you need a break, if something comes up, please reach out. Let us know what's going on. But we can't have you sitting in follow-up work, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to try to get this coach input in the system for you today. Just if you will, just look over it. If you want to put any comments on there, you're more than welcome to. But again, it's not a write-up. It is a coaching. But hopefully we won't have to, you know, address it with you again. And so, you know, because the next step would be considered a write-up. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any questions about anything?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you and have a good rest of your shift.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.